Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's play some music.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still. Call the sea to still. The rage in me to still. Every wave, at your name. Yeah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Enjoy the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. Alrighty. Let's get into the message. It's called Renewal of Perspective. One of the best aspects of spending time alone with God is being renewed daily by His Word and presence. You see, when we make space for God in our lives, especially at the beginning of the day, He is faithful to renew and prepare us for all we will face in the world. Scripture says in Lamentations 3:22, verse 23, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So where do you need renewal? How greatly do you need God's mercies in your life? He has a plan this week to both teach and guide you into encounter with Him that renew you with His overwhelming goodness and love. So make space for God. Make time to encounter Him and experience the refreshing spring rain He longs to bring to heal the dry and weary places of your heart. This life is like a gust of wind, strong and tangible, but it is fleeting as it is real. Tragically, most of us spend time, the majority of our lives, just trying to find out why we are here. We ask, what's our purpose? What's the point of all this? What's the meaning of life? While Scripture is clear that this life is fleeting, God... Excuse me. God also makes it abundantly clear that we do with our lives here is of eternal significance. We have incredible important things to do and little time to do them. So truly to live life to the fullest as God desires for us to make the impact we alone can make in this life. We need a clear understanding of how fleeting and important our lives are. We need a renewal of perspective. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 says, "The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever." So God has a plan for you and a will for your life. Your abilities, mind, heart, and hands are incredible importance to Him. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So your Heavenly Father has works prepared for you that only you can accomplish. He has plans for you that He does not have for anybody else. But He has also given you the ability to lead your own life. Every day you have the choice to surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus and follow the guidance of the Spirit, or you can choose to go through life being your own boss, making decisions and plans on your own without His guidance. Only one choice will lead you to a life spent so co-laboring with God to make an eternal impact. Only one choice will lead you to the joy and purpose you were created for. Only one choice will assure you at the end of your days that you made a deep and lasting impact with your life. You see, there isn't enough time to waste any part of your life pursuing the things of the world. There aren't enough days to spend even a single one building your kingdom instead of God's. And if your life will be measured by the way in which you love God and others, not by the weight of your possessions and accolades or status, Jesus commands us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor dust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart also." So Jesus illustrates an often missed point here. The value of your life is your heart. God is the creator of all treasures and everything beautiful, but His prized possession is your heart. His deepest longing is for your affections. He knows that when you give your heart to the world, to pursuing earthly objects, you will miss out on the peace and purpose of living your life with a constant internal perspective. So Scripture tells us that though we are here on earth, this is not our home. We are called to live here with the urgency, maintaining a renewed perspective of our time. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 17, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Will you live your life in the light of God's will for you or your own? Will you surrender your heart to the Lord every day or keep one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God? The choice is entirely up to you. You have both the Holy Spirit and the world vying for your heart. But only God will reward your affection with his own. Only God gave up his life entirely out of unending devotion and love for you. All you have to do is live fully for God's encounter and love your Heavenly Father each day and live in response to that love by loving him and others. When you are faithful to listen, God is faithful to guide you day to day and season to season. His kinship demands our obedience and his love stirs our hearts until obedience to him is natural. So experience the majesty and love of our King, the Spirit, and the world's renewed perspective on the purpose of your life. And choose today to live eternal perspective by loving your Heavenly Fathers and others. So, meditate on both the fleeting nature and importance of this life. Okay, Psalms 89, verses 47 to 48. Remember how short my time is, for what vanity you have created all children of man. Okay, what man can live and never see death? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Okay? So, secondly, reflect on your own life. In what areas have you been pursuing the world instead of God? Where have you chosen to rule your own life? What decisions have you made apart from leadership of God? Confess those sins to the Lord and receive his forgiveness. He longs to restore you totally to himself. He will daily forgive your sins and lead you fully to the life he has in store for you. So thirdly, commit yourself to live for the kingdom of God instead of your own. Pray to the Lord and tell him your desires to live for his kingdom. Submit your will and live for him instead of yourself. Okay, and ask the help of the Spirit as you go through your day. Listen for his voice and follow his leading as you pray. This life requires a daily process of confession, forgiveness, and commitment. So daily we need to gain fresh perspective on what really matters. Constantly throughout our day we need to remind ourselves of why we were created. Engage in a process and encounter the grace of God as you make mistakes and live your life pursuing all that God has in store for you. You can never experience the same peace, purpose, and grace-filled love anywhere else as you will be living fully surrendered to God. God will never forsake you or reject you. He has only love for you. Choose him over the world today and experience the life you've been longing for. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 6, and it'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All righty. So, okay, I see we got a bunch of callers, okay? But anyway, well, let's get into this question, the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Are you tired of living your life, okay, on this long, dusty road, not knowing which way to go, which way is up, okay? Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you're suffering from such as worse as addiction to alcohol, drugs, overeating, gambling, sexual morality, whatever the problem may be. You see, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, okay, guess what, folks? He has to know you. So do you want to get to know God tonight? If so, say this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as one who bore my sin, who died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. I now thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust to him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So thank you for the assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley, So, and thank you for hearing this prayer. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. All righty. Well, we got a caller. Okay, it looks like it might be Jason. Okay, hey, Jason, how you doing?
All right, man, how you tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good to hear, brother. Good to hear.
Yes. So how are you?
Hey, man, you know, I'm still alive, man, so that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Man, I just live it. I live one day at a time, brother. That's all. You know, if I can make it through today, I'm all right. I don't look to the future. I don't look to the past. If I can make it through today, man, in the present, I'm okay, you know, so.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Well, did you get a chance to listen to the message, or are you just coming in?
Yeah, I'm actually just coming in, man. I was actually trying to finish up. I was actually doing a little bit of producing tonight or whatever, though, but I was making some beats and stuff, so I really just called in. You know, I was trying to finish up a project I was working on. But, yeah, I missed all that, man. I was actually, you know, like I said, I was producing some stuff tonight. I was making some beats and stuff, so I'm a little bit late, but I already know you killed it, though, but I already know that your message was fire because you ain't had no bad message yet that I've ever heard. You know, you always
Amen.
Bring the real to the people, though. Yeah, you always bring that, so I'm pretty sure it was good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this week has been a good week, okay? I missed one day, which was Friday night, okay, because I fell asleep, okay? I meant to stay awake. But I laid down, and the next thing you know, my eyes just went to sleep. And again, as I woke up, it was like already like 9 something. I said, "Oh man, I missed the show." So.
Hey, you human, right, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, you human, brother. That it happens, dog. Like people get tired, man. It's all right. You ain't got to explain them to me, man. I already know how it go, man. People get tired sometimes, brother. People fall asleep all the time, dude. There ain't nothing you got to explain to nobody, man. They know what it is, you know. I mean, you know, you got a good show, though, brother, so I know I can see how some people would get, you know, angry with you for doing that, but it's like at the end of the day, like, damn, you're a human being, you know. You got days where you just get tired and fall asleep. Like, everybody do that. Hell, I did it today. I don't take naps, but I took one today, though. I didn't even mean to do it. It just happened.
Yeah. Well, we got another caller. Let's take it and find out if it's a good caller or not. Okay, 814. Okay, who do I got?
Hey, this is Doug. This is Doug.
Hey, okay, Doug, how you doing?
I was listening to you, and I was listening to Jason, and he was talking about his beats. And you were talking about, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
What's happening, though, man?
But,
how you doing, brother?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
All right, man. You all right?
I drank more than I usually drink this time. And I'm just...
I understand. Hey, brother, I drink too, brother. I understand what you're talking about, dog. But that don't mean that because you're drunk that you don't got nothing real to say. So, you dig, I always respect people for whatever vice they have. It is what it is, man. You know,
well, man. I've been curious, Jason. I mean, do all blacks really have bigger dicks than us?
No, that's
true?
A lie. No, that's actually a lie, though, brother, because I done been in rooms, brother, where orgies was happening. I'm sorry to say this, guy, brother, on your show, but just to be factual a little bit, brother, I've been in rooms with my people, you dig, and I grew up in a black and Hispanic neighborhood, though, so I didn't have any white friends. So when I was growing up, you dig, you know, young people, you dig, we do stupid stuff. So when I was in, you know, like threesomes and trains and orgies, all these things, but I was CP, I'm like, dude, like, bro, what is that? I'm like, damn, like, man. And I always grew up, but everybody told me that y'all was doing it big time. But I'm like, yo, what is that? Like, you didn't, but I didn't ever do that though, brother. Cause I mean, don't no man have control over that. You did. We just warm with what we have. So, you did. It ain't for me to judge from there. But like, you can't help it. It's just what it is, though. You did. But he still did his thing, though. The brother, he sold it. He did his thing, though, brother. You can make up for that stuff, you know, because you can't help what you're born, you know, whatever you're born with. You can't help it. You dig? So, well, but he did his thing, though, but it surprised me. It did surprise me, but I was like, okay, well, we still got this chick here. She still want, I mean, we do what we got to do.
Amen.
I mean, you know, when, well, that's right. It just, when I drink, I just imagine a lot of cocks, like black ones.
I respect the truth, but you say when you're drunk, you think about cocks.
Well, when I drink more, man, it's just this time I drank Captain Morgan.
That's fair. Well, can I tell you this though, brother? With all due respect, now, but I'm not trying to be no butt to you, nothing like that. I'm trying to be very real with you. If you think about that stuff, brother, when you get drunk, though, then you might want to check your homosexuality radar, brother, because you might.
Well, like right now, I'm imagining like sucking your cock and sucking Pastor Ken's cock and then sucking mine bottom.
Well, brother, you can do that, brother. It's your own mind, but that's never gonna. I don't see Pastor Kenny.
Captain Morgan, man. Captain Morgan talking. Another
814 caller. Let me bring it on. It might be.
I'm sorry, Ken. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know.
It's all right. Hey, Doug, is that you?
That's the fake Doug.
Yeah, this is me.
That sounds like Doug.
Oh, damn. I'm tripping right now.
Fuck
now, this sounds like the real Doug.
You fucking drunk. Not the real Doug.
Oh,
fuck
no.
You, Doug.
Kenny, was I foul, bro? Damn, now the guy that just called in sounds like the real Kenny. Was I foul for believing the left? Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that's the real
man.
Just called in, yeah.
I'm fucking drunk, Doug.
What's happening, though, Doug, man?
I'm getting famous.
What's happening, bro?
Hey, not much.
I'm the real Doug. Nothing much.
No,
man.
Brother, no. Not
to
hear your voice differences. No, brother, you got to relax. Not to hear the voice differences. No, I know what Doug sounds like, though. I done heard him a few times. The one that just called in is the real Doug.
Big black cock.
No, see, Doug don't talk like that. You sound like Grover smoking cigarettes, though.
Nigger.
It's all right. But the real Doug just called in, though. And what's up, Doug, man? My bad. I didn't know that, brother. Like,
well,
I'm not
much,
for a
minute,
man.
I'm just
and
here.
I feel foul for that.
It's all good.
It's all good. See? Trying to copy me. It's all good.
Pastor Kenny, my bad, man.
it's all right. We think it's the person is going to be calling in because he calls it from an 814 number, okay?
Well, it's me. I'm Doug.
It wasn't the real Doug, but that's okay.
My bad. Hey, it's funny, though, Kenny. It really is hilarious. I'm not going to lie to you. This is very entertaining. He literally made me believe that he was Doug, though, until I heard Doug's real voice, and I was like, no, this the guy. Man.
That's not fucking Doug.
Doug don't sound that raspy, but bro, Doug don't, he don't smoke meth, so he don't sound like that in the vocals. I use my real voice,
that's all.
Right, that's
I
Doug
use
right
my
there.
Real voice.
That's Doug.
That's me. I
you're
mean,
Grover. No,
I
you're
mean.
Grover. And the Doug
I'm
just talked.
You're
no, brother,
stupid.
You're Grover. Because you sound like the Grover from Sesame Street, right?
Well, why don't you take a 210 call? That's Grover. I'm 814. I'm Doug.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we'll see. We got. we don't have a 210 caller, but we got 317. Let's bring on 317. Okay. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, this is Doug. Oh, this is Doug.
Doug, they love you, brother. They love you tonight, bro. They playing with you. You hear this, Doug? They love you, brother. They love you.
I'm
they throw everything,
off
bro.
My ass.
I'm real Dougie. Yes, I'm the real Dougie. All the other real Dougies. Yeah, you see what I'm saying, brother? You like the real Slim Shady out here, brother. They love you to death, though. You see what they're doing? They're imitating you right now. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
I just opened the beer.
Brother, you sound like second stage Cell from Dragon Ball Z right now. Like, who raised you to talk like that? I don't. And if you got a birth defect, I apologize. But, brother, that's not a. Nobody talks like that in real life. I'm just putting it out there in the universe. Like,
yeah,
don't nobody
yeah.
talk like that in real life.
They're actually helping me out.
Yeah.
They're helping
well,
me
we
out.
We got the real Doug on, and we got the real Jason on. So, okay, we know what's going on. Okay.
Well, can't
I've
nobody fake me
other,
no way,
I'm using the other Doug. Okay, so, okay, we don't need to be talking about black appendages.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Right, Kenny, I agree with you, buddy. Yeah, but you did, I thought it was funny, though, you did. We done had two callers call in that was trying to actually, perpetuate the real Doug. Hey, brother, dude, it's crazy. Like, they did it to me at first. And now that Doug called in the last few times you did, and Doug was being honest with himself. He was being honest with everybody. He was speaking real stuff. And now they're doing the same thing to him, you dig? I'm starting to see a trend here, brother. Anybody that's real is getting imitated. They're getting bashed. They're getting everything happening to them. I'm starting to see a trend, bro. But it's all right.
Yeah,
though.
I don't understand it myself. I mean, I get imitated every day, okay?
Yeah, it's entertainment. It's entertainment, man. I understand. It's funny. And I call into the show, you dig, to actually have a good time. But I know people play and stuff like that. It's okay, brother. I laugh at it. You dig? I mean, it's pretty much like a fun platform. You dig what I'm saying? And, you know, I understand, but I used to get mad about this stuff, brother, but I'm really getting better with myself, you know, learning how to just laugh at my own jokes and learn how to laugh at people joking about me, though, because some of the stuff be true, not all of it. You dig? But I learn to laugh at myself sometimes, man. So I learn to just take entertainment for what it is at face value, and you know, just be entertained by it, man. I don't get in my feelings much anymore, man. So you dig? It's fun,
yeah,
bro. It's a fun time. Yeah.
Well, let's bring on another caller. He's been waiting for a little
bit. Hope his name ain't Doug.
Hello, 111. You're on the air. Who do I got?
Orale, how's everybody doing today? I just wanted to say, my name is Dominguez the Horse, and Pastor Kenny raped me, but he put my penis in his asshole.
Okay, that's another lying.
Brother, you sound like a mucho libre, man. You gotta relax.
Yeah, that's another one. Okay, he's pretending to be a horse.
He definitely smoked cigarettes. Whoever that was, brother, this brother been smoking cigarettes since he was 6 years old. Whoever just called in. That brother there, he been smoking menthol since he was 6 years old, brother, and he's almost 40. I guarantee that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's bring on another caller, okay? Hello, 317, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, I just want you to know, I think you've got the wrong Doug on. You muted the real Doug, and you've got a fake Doug on right now.
No, I think I got the real Doug on.
It's the real Doug.
Yep. It's real
I agree to disagree.
How's the crab
right.
grass?
There you
I
go.
I told
crab
you this
grass.
Before.
There you
but,
go.
Got some echo calls going on yet?
I'm in Indiana. In Indiana, we don't have grass right now. Therefore, we don't have crab grass. So
it doesn't
make any sense.
Okay.
I do have grass.
I don't hear
grass.
You no more. Sorry. Goodbye.
That boy Doug said he don't hear him no more. Shout out to you, Doug. You a real one, brother. That was cold line, yeah, now. That was a cold line.
That's what your children say. When you call your children, that's what they say, too. That's what they respond
brother,
with.
Brother, you could try it, brother, but Doug done got you. You got to relax. Stop trying.
Oh,
he done got you.
I don't hear it.
You got to take your licks and go, brother. He done got you. Doug got you. Stop it.
That's what he said to his kids. Take your licks. As he tongued his daughter's pussy.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
Hey, now
why are you talking like that?
Yeah. That's wrong.
Well, he's a pedo. He's the one that did it.
Doug got him. He was upset. Kenny Doug got him. He was upset about it. But it's all right.
I'm upset for his daughter. That's who I'm upset for.
Brother, Doug got you, though, brother. He's still trying to live, bro. He got you. You got to relax. Just lay in the grave and go to sleep. It's all right. He got you right
there. Okay, we got a bunch of callers, but nobody's pressing the one key, okay? I hope you press the one key soon so we can bring them on.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Yeah, we can get more people on here and talking about the Lord instead of other stuff, okay?
Yeah,
right.
If you want to talk about the Lord, get rid of Doug and Jason, because there's no Lord talk going on with these
people. Well, we actually wasn't the ones that just brought up somebody licking the daughter's pee and stuff like that, brother. That was actually you, so
I
you're pretty much
pee.
The Satan on the phone right now. Well, I'm saying pee out of respect
pee.
For Kenny, though, brother, so you was the one that called him with the foul stuff, not us.
Just look up the facts of the case.
Again, brother, you're bringing negativity to a godly show. See, you got to relax, not us. We're okay. You're the one that needs to relax because
you
did it, not us.
That's really great advice there. Thanks for telling me I should relax. I think I'm just going to
relax.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, this is great. Boy, I feel so much better now that I'm relaxed.
No, you don't have to feel better, brother. You're supposed to feel bad about it, though, because you're the one that brought up negative stuff like that.
Okay, do I feel
problem.
Bad or should I feel good?
No. You don't feel bad, but
make
you
up
should
your mind.
Because you was bringing negativity to
make
a godly soul, and that's your fault.
So anyway, about the verses in the Bible, Jason, that you were discussing. Oh, wait.
I wasn't discussing the Bible,
so
first
you can't
off.
Read
so
one.
You already
you're
lying.
A guy without a Bible, no Bible, no church home.
But I also don't talk about people eating daughters' peas and stuff. Brother, who are you supposed to be to question me anyway? Who are you? They talking
well,
like
he's
that.
He's the one
like,
that
what
did
you
it.
Even do?
I mean, if you check the evidence.
No,
like
but I want
case,
you to check yourself. Don't check me. Check yourself because you're the one talking
about
the phone.
You need to check
yourself
about. Before you wreck yourself.
Okay.
A famous American
right.
once said that.
I see that coming.
Black History
you're
Month.
Very mayonnaise, but it's all right.
Black History Month.
I respect
well,
you. Yeah,
we got to bring
yeah.
on another caller and press the one key. Okay.
Kenny, I'm having fun, man. It's all right.
19 area
going,
code. It's 19 area code. Is that you, Dr. Peter?
Too. Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California.
Oh, here. Everything about to go completely left right now. Wait 3 seconds.
Good evening to you as well, Jason.
No, don't say my name.
Today?
Everything about to go left. Let's just wait for it.
Well, it's... I noticed, I think I know where this reference is coming from. That's from the African-American singer Beyonce. She sings to the left, and it might be, it must be an African-American thing. So if that's your way of saying good evening, then to the left.
No, that's not
well.
My way of saying good evening. That's saying everything's about to go to crap right now because you called in. But continue so
oh,
we can see the
well,
facts.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Ebonics that well, so forgive my ignorance.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know what you're trying to say, Jason. I'm just trying to say good evening to
and
you.
And I'm trying to say
hello.
I don't like you. I'm trying to say that I don't like you. There ain't no hello and that everything's
doing,
about to go to crap because
you
called in. So continue.
Yeah, how are you
forward.
Doing?
There you go.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm sorry. I'm just
Kenny. I said it, brother. You hear it in flesh right now. You hear it in the flesh. I said it, and now it's happening.
He
you
got
see
you.
That, right? I'm
he
like
got
a prophet.
You. He got
yeah,
you.
You see this?
He got you. He got you. He got you. He got you. Lay in the grave. Lay in the grave. To the left. To the left. Lay in
it's
the grave.
You don't
have to
put your
pom
poms down and relax.
He got you. He got you. Yeah. By the way, Doug just
proved
that he
can't
hear me.
You gonna put your pom poms down and relax real quick? I was
Doug
talking
just
to this
proved that he can hear me.
No.
Doug lied earlier when he said he couldn't hear me.
I hear you absolutely, but you're saying nothing. So I really
but
don't
Doug
hear you. But I hear
said
you.
He couldn't hear me. He was lying.
I hear you, but I don't hear you because you're saying nothing.
Your apology's accepted, Doug.
No, that was actually
people
Jason,
shouldn't
okay,
be judged.
You can blame Doug.
I was talking about Peter Paul Venceco.
You heard me. Proof. Apology accepted.
Look, Douglas
make
is very normal.
Dr. Ventura, make the show go left. Go ahead.
African American penises. It's okay to do it. There, you should not be
there
done for that. God loves all his creatures. I was actually the reason
can't
I'm so fond of Dr.
And we can have a conversation.
Openly gay pastor. And it takes a lot of courage to be that. So I don't know what you're getting at or why you're so negative towards
Are you talking about why we negative towards you? Is that what
shut
you're
up,
asking me?
Shut up.
Well, you're not negative. You said good evening to me in Ebonics.
I didn't.
Your black culture,
Doug might have, but I didn't say good evening to you. I don't like you, Jason. You said good evening.
You said to
no,
the left.
No, I don't like you.
Are you saying that we're negative towards you?
Is that what is that what you just said, though?
Not you. I said because you
said, but I'm saying in general, did you just say that people are negative towards you?
Is that what you just said in general?
I was referring to I believe you called Douglas Dougie. Is that what you call him?
I was making a comedic reference to the real Slim Shady, and now you're taking it out of context. You got to relax. That was nothing about.
Oh, well, Dougie.
Don't even care about it. It's
Dougie?
All right.
If you can call it.
Look, man.
Is that one of those things that only you people can say? I'm not allowed.
What
to,
you
is
mean?
Is that like calling
brother,
them the N-word?
Do you see how much negativity you bring to a line that didn't have it before you called in? You see
shut
that?
Up.
And you got your cheerleader in the background telling me to shut up with his pom-poms and
shut
stuff.
Up, Jason,
like,
shut up.
Do you see what you're doing right now, brother?
Shut
like,
up.
It's all foul. You understand that?
Let him talk.
I don't understand. I call
you don't
to
talk
say
to me,
good
but
evening,
I'm talking
hello,
to him. You shut your
pom-pom
mouth up.
Shut up, Jason.
Man, you shut up and go back to your keyboard.
An angry black man is it's not a good image. It's just not.
I'm not an angry black man, though. I'm actually white, but it's all right. You can take that.
Well,
don't stab him.
Okay. Is that what the people call a, what is it? Is it an Oreo cookie, like black on the outside, white on the inside? Is that what?
I'll actually accept that.
Or a coconut?
Because I grew up in a black and Hispanic community, though, brother. I was the only white family out there. So I'll accept the Oreo.
Yeah.
That's okay.
White on the inside and black on the outside. It just whatever you want to do.
No, you wouldn't actually got that backwards, but all right.
Shut up, Jason. Shut up.
Brother, can you please hang up on your cheerleader? Dr. Ventura, if we're going to talk, buddy, you got to get your cheerleader off the phone because he's pretty much just getting people's blood pressure high for no reason. Why is he even here?
I don't understand why he's checking the pom-poms for no reason.
Like, what
is he even doing?
It sounds like he's got his thing in your mouth.
Shut up, Jason.
Jason, he's asking you to be quiet.
Right, but who is he, though, brother?
He's
he didn't get birth to me,
quiet.
So he can't tell me that. He can't tell me
shut
that.
Shut up.
No, he can't tell me that, though, is what I'm telling you. He can't do that. Like,
okay, all right.
Can you?
Yeah, we're going past Kenny. Yeah. Shut it down, because this guy's foul.
I'll mute myself on you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to mute myself.
Thank God. See, now we can talk about God, but you see how God worked, Kenny? This brother put himself on mute. That's beautiful in the kingdom of God. Shout out to that.
Amen. All right.
Amen,
well,
brother.
Okay. Well, so what have you been doing this week? What have you done for the Lord this week, Jason?
Molested children. Shut up.
Johnny.
Well, that wasn't me that just spoke, but whoever that was actually a very foul person, so he had no respect for me at all. But anyway, what I've done for the Lord this week, you said?
Yeah.
But I've actually been being very good this week, you dig? Like, but I ain't cussed nobody out, you dig? I didn't put my hands on nobody. I've actually just been going to work, you dig, and paying my bills, brother, and trying to, you know, deal with all these life things or whatever. But I've pretty much been staying to myself. You dig it? I've actually been doing a lot better about walking away from things, and I'm not violent. I'm trying not to be as violent as I used to be. You dig what I'm saying, brother? And I've stayed to myself. I've cut off a lot of friends that
Jason,
I knew and grew up with. Listen, man, he asked me, but not you, though. Brother, have some respect, man. Who raised you, dog?
I'm saying, who raised you, dog?
Like, what are you doing?
Jason, did you ask Kim or you asked me?
I don't want you to agree with my testimony because I don't like you. Hey, Kenny, who are you asking, brother?
I'm asking you. Okay, what'd you
right,
do?
Right, Tutter's got to relax
before?
Then because it's Tutter's butt in with
well,
his butt in. Got to relax.
I'm saying amen. Amen is what I'm saying.
Well, brother, you say that to yourself, and don't say it out loud while I'm talking. You say it to yourself, and then you come back on when
well,
I'm done.
And congratulations on your job as a landscaper.
I don't want to hear none of that, brother. Just comment when I'm done, brother. Let me get my thing. Let me get my stuff out. Comment when I'm done, brother.
Your job as a landscaper. Congratulations on that.
So you ain't got to respect
nobody.
Continue
digging.
I'm done, brother. Talk when I'm done. All right, you speak all day you want to when I'm done talking, but I wasn't done talking. You interrupted me, so you got to relax. All right?
Well,
you
did.
Do that when I'm done.
All right. Well, if
you
did. You
do that when I'm done,
I mean,
pastor. Pastor, you do that when I'm done, bro. All right? Respect that. Can you do that? Or are you incapable of that?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, yes. That's
the
song.
Are you incapable of doing that, or can you do that?
American community?
Before I continue, though, brother, are you capable of doing that, or are you incapable? You got to tell me which one it is so I know how to deal with you.
Okay, first of all, Jason, I'm very proud of you and your
that's
testimony.
That's not what I asked you, but I said, are you incapable or are you capable?
Job as a landscaper.
Brother, are you
really
he's incapable? Can you see what I'm saying, brother? That's what I deal
Doug
with.
Shut
up.
Relationship is a great, beautiful thing, Jason.
Hey, Kenny, you asked me, brother, but he's speaking for me, so you dig what I'm saying? I don't know
I'm saying
you
amen
complimenting
to
you, but you'll
this
shut your damn mouth
right now. This guy,
I'm trying to say that. I'm
cussing at me. It's a foul thing.
He's complimenting
Jason,
you.
I'm proud of you.
I don't want no compliments from this guy. All the mess he done talked about me. All the stuff he done talked about me over the time. I don't want no compliments from this guy. You
he's
shut up. Who are you supposed to be?
You don't want me to shut your mouth.
No, brother,
good.
Who are you? No, I want to know who you are, though. Like, who are you, though, to tell me that? Who are you?
Who you be? Is that how you say it? Are you trying to ask me?
Damn right, I'm saying
that,
brother. Who you is and who you be and who you is and who is you ain't and all that stuff. Who are you?
And
why you
and
talking
who
like
am
you?
You?
Like
is that
you
how you say? Who
like
am
that?
You? Who learned him how to spoke? Is that another correct term?
No, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear from your cheerleader in the background cussing to me and stuff like he done came perfect to me. I want to hear from your cheerleader. Who raised you?
Oh
dog?
Well.
Well, hopefully I was going
to try to
get Kenny,
but you see what they did.
Okay?
You see what they did me, though, Kenny. I tried to answer you, but you see
shut
what
up.
They did me, though. You see what they did me.
Over top of the guy.
You see that. It wasn't me.
What are you referring to?
I'm talking about you and your cheerleader with your foul mouth talking about people that you don't know. That's what I'm talking about.
Jason, we're trying to say how happy we are for you.
I don't
want to
hear that from you guys because y'all done talked so much mess about me over the last few months. I don't want to hear that from y'all.
Well, consider it reparations.
I don't want you to be positive now because you got to keep the same energy, bro, that you came with before. Don't do me like that now. We ain't friends,
brother.
I don't like you.
Are you going to make it rain when you get paid?
I don't like you, brother.
New,
we're not friends. I don't like you. We're not friends. We're not a soldier. I don't like you. I don't want
to
hear
anything
about
that. Okay, they pressed the one key. Let me bring on some more callers. Okay?
Shut up.
I believe this is Ashley. Ashley, is that you?
It sounds like her.
Yes, it's me.
That's her.
Shut up.
With my real voice.
That's a damn lie.
How is everyone?
Shut up, Jason.
Shut up, cheerleader.
Okay, Ashley.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bust out laughing in like 3 seconds. Keep talking like this.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Just because I'm reminding everyone the pecking order.
The what?
Won't be laughing when you're in my.
No, don't do my laugh when you got that deep voice. Don't do that. It's going to make me laugh. Like, you got to stop doing it. I got an ugly-ass laugh. You want me to do that out loud
in front
of the public? What are you doing
Shut up.
Oh, okay. We got to bring on some more callers, okay? Let's bring Doug back on. Hey, Doug, you're back on.
Damn.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for bringing me back.
Damn, Doug, I ain't know you left, bro.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing all this circus. Big circus going on.
Yeah, they juggling the balls and stuff. It's all right, but we respect it. That's what they do.
Yeah,
they
I guess.
Yeah,
if they start calling you pedophile and all that stuff, that ain't cool. You know that, Jason.
Oh, brother, they've done that to me since I've called into the show, brother. They don't like nobody
else
talking
about. Yeah, but did you hear
loud,
what
they
said about me?
Probably the same thing they said about me, bro. Yeah,
Cooper?
I heard probably say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just got to take it with a grain of salt. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, we
know it's not true. Okay? That's all that matters.
Yes, it is.
Take it.
No, the only thing that matters
salt.
Is that these guys don't know me at all. And these guys don't
Ken,
know me at all. Like,
you could hang up on them. That stuff ain't right, and you know it.
I mean, you got
them.
Somebody calling in that sounds like Satan on the line, but it's really a chick that think he might be a boy, or a boy that might think he's a chick, and then she's doing
you mean
the whole
Mike?
Boy thing. Like, what is that?
No, I am definitely the devil.
I don't even want you talking. I can't even take you serious, brother, when your voice sounds like that. Like, you're
well,
a child. You're literally a child. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. I can't talk to you, brother. Don't.
You can't trap me.
Are you really trying to do the na-na-na shit in the Satan voice? Oh, really? It don't sound right when you do it in that voice.
Yeah, take
right.
Another caller. Okay. Hello, is this Sam?
Hi, Kenny. How are you, honey? I missed you.
I'm doing great, Sam.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine. Did you miss me, honey?
Oh, yes. Of course. Always miss you. Okay, I love your call.
Go ahead now, Kenny. See, Sam's okay. Sam's cool, man.
Kenny, I have
Samuel
a prayer request.
Person.
Can we say, is this Doug from the J-Bo show? Is that him? Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
It's
well,
yes.
What?
I'm
what
worried.
Are you talking
he's,
about?
He's a very violent. He's very violent. Can we pray
well,
for him?
I said I'd blow his head off.
Do you
yeah,
want to
we
hear it, honey?
For everybody.
Let me hear. Okay.
If anybody's
I'll
coming
hear
to me,
Kenny.
I'm going to fuck
Hold
him
on.
Up.
Fucking head off. Because I blow your fucking head off.
Is that
hey,
the
dog,
same guy?
Dog, relax. Relax,
See,
dog.
I told
oh,
you.
Relax, bro. Relax, bro. I've been with you at. Relax,
can
man. I've been
Kenny?
With you at.
Oh. If someone's trying to kill you, you're just going to let them kill you, right?
Hell no, I ain't.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey,
okay. And I don't worry about the anti-LGBT stuff.
What's
hey,
that,
I
man?
I want to talk to you.
You're a faggot.
Go ahead,
what?
Kenny.
Oh.
See, now
okay.
They're just...
Can you say a prayer
hey,
for Doug?
Oh,
yeah,
Dave
we can always
attacking.
Say a prayer. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Kenny.
Well, we come together tonight in prayer for our brother Doug. Okay, he used to be a good brother. Okay, so let's be in agreement.
Okay.
He's a good guy. Okay, he may talk, what he believes to be true, but that's him. So we gotta let his opinions be viewed. Amen. Okay.
Blow your fucking head off. Blow your fucking head off.
Well,
Dr.
Kenny, can I
say
something
real
quick for you,
brother? If you don't mind.
I just want to say though, Kenny, like you think that people like me and Doug that have a violent past to be prayed for, but I think you should pray for the people on the phone that act like clowns.
Yeah,
like, those are the main people with the problem.
You're one fucking asshole.
That's why we was like that to begin with in our
sure.
past because of people like this here, and that's what hurts my feelings to know that we have to live in the world with these people and they get to shine and we don't. We get demonized like that is crazy.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah,
you
know,
yourself,
they talk to me like this
no
over the phone because
that.
They don't know me in person. Like, this crazy to me. It's sad.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
See, that's cute, cheerlead. That's very cute coming from somebody that cheerleads for another man. That's very cute, actually. You cheerlead for another grown man, but, like, you don't even mean it. You ain't even on my radar. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, he used to be a cheerleader.
Brother, you cheerlead for another man, though, like. How am I supposed to respect you as a man when you cheerlead for another man like that? Like,
there's nothing wrong with having feelings for another man, Jason. And
no,
if,
yeah,
if
there
Dr.
is.
Fishman,
no, it definitely is.
No,
there's definitely
not.
Is. There
if
is.
Dr. Fishman is an openly gay pastor and you call his
Pastor
show, that
Kenny
means
cool, though, but
you're
not, brother. That's the difference. You're not cool and Pastor
Kenny what's
is.
The difference What's the difference between him and Doug? Why is it
Pastor Doug? Pastor Kenny has always been respectful to me, and you have not. That's the difference.
I just feel sorry for you.
I am defending Dr. Fishman and Doug. If they choose
brother, I'm
to
I'm
have
defending Dr. Kenny all the time, brother. I don't like
fuck
your talking.
Nobody judges
you.
You're
always disrespectful to me, though. You guys are very disrespectful clowns.
You're not
you
judged.
Guys.
You're not. Look, people have judged you, but yours is different.
No,
nah,
brother, but it's about time somebody done judged you.
What you do is against the law.
No. It's about time somebody done put you in the hot
seat.
See how you like it.
It's not against the law.
No, brother, let's see how you like it, though.
Being a pedophile is against the law.
No, let's see how you like being in
the
hot seat, brother. Can we do that? Because I got some questions.
Look.
Can we do that?
Why are you against Dr. Fishman and Doug? Why are you against them? Because they're attracted to other men? That's not right. And you're attracted to children. That is wrong. You were wrong.
Are you speaking for somebody else right now, Pastor, whatever the hell your name is? Are you speaking for Doug when
he's
talking?
He's a fraud.
I am defending Dr. Fishman, and I'm defending Doug.
Pastor Kenny, you're the one with the problem.
They're okay in my book.
You speak for people when they ain't spoke for themselves. Who raised
you? Okay.
Who's your mama?
You got the cheerleaders playing stuff in the background recordings. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, like I said, everybody is entitled to their opinions. Okay, we all have.
Yes, Dr. Fishman. But I don't like the fact that he's attacking you for being in a gay relationship, and that he's attacking Doug as well for being attracted to other men, and that's wrong.
Who attacked him?
Shut up, Jason.
When you say that their lifestyle is wrong or that's incorrect, you're attacking them.
No, brother, hold on. You saying I attacked Pastor Kenny and Doug? Is that what you said?
Shut up.
Yes.
Brother, you're flat
Sam
out loud,
too.
And everybody just heard you make a stupid fool of yourself. What's wrong with you, man?
No,
are you crazy?
Well, let me ask you this, Jason. Is it wrong for a man to have feelings for another man, to be sexually attracted to another
man? In my opinion, it ain't real. But that's my opinion.
Well,
I don't hate nobody to do it.
Everyone heard you say that. Everyone heard you make a fool of
yourself. That's fine, brother.
Is that
how
you
want
me to reply?
But that don't mean me and Pastor Kenny be getting along great, though. I don't understand what you're talking about right now. Me and him getting along great.
But in your opinion, his lifestyle is wrong. So you're attacking him.
No, that ain't what I said.
Why do you call his show if you don't agree with
him? Listen to me. In my opinion, I believe that he can overcome that stuff. But that ain't my place for me to tell this grown man how to live, bro. That's his life. I don't have no.
So you think he's wrong for that?
I don't think Jason is attacking me, Dr. Peter. Okay, I think
Dr. Fishman, he thinks your lifestyle is wrong. He wants you to overcome
that.
You
just heard me say that, and I'm not going to sit here and tell him that.
Dr. Fishman, can I say something to you?
No,
can
I
ask you a question?
Because you're a foul guy. You're a clown.
Dr. Fishman,
you can't speak. You're a clown.
Let him talk.
You stop trying to pit everybody against everybody to get some ratings in a good show. You got to stop doing that whole stuff.
Dr. Fishman, he believes that this is something you'll overcome. Now, my question to you is, at night, do you pray to overcome homosexuality?
Kenny, he's really just trying to get you angry at me, buddy.
Shut up, Jason.
I'm not going to get angry.
This guy's a clown, bro. He's really trying to pick and flip words around and stuff like that, bro.
Well,
this guy's a clown, man. You can't listen to this guy.
I think Jason should accept you for who you are and...
Brother, I do, though. Me and him get along great. That's what I'm telling you. We got no problem.
Well,
I get along with Kenny fine.
But why don't you accept him?
Me and Pastor Kenny get along just fine. I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have no problems. I don't know what you're saying now. What are you saying?
Jason don't have a problem with me.
Hell no, I don't. We get along fine.
He has a problem with your lifestyle.
So do I.
He talks about you behind your back.
How the hell you know?
Yeah,
I don't know none of you guys.
What
are you talking about?
Shut up, Jason.
What's the problem with your lifestyle?
Because I come into your nightmares every night.
I have nightmares every damn night, and one thing I ain't never seen is some little skinny girl that try to make a deep voice like a man and think she's Satan come in my dreams, because I've slapped the shit out of you in my dreams. That's what I don't see.
I don't see that, Satan. No calls for violence. I don't see that one, though, because you don't scare nobody over here
on my way. I know that much.
Is that Sam? No violence, honey. All that Satan stuff is hilarious to me.
You ain't scaring nobody over this way. Briefly.
Sam, go ahead. Let Sam speak. I'm sorry, Sam. Go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry about that.
Shut up, Jason.
No more calls for violence, Kenny.
Yeah, I know. It's only 4781.
Well, hey, Kenny, can I tell you that Sam always been a cool caller, though? Can I say that, brother? Like, Sam always been a respectful caller, and, you know, Sam's always been a cool caller. That's the one person I've never actually had a problem with on the show was when Sam called in. Like, she might say stuff to Kenny, and I'd be like, what? But it has never been a problem, though. Sam always been respectful. You know, that's what I will say that.
Yes, I've got that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Shut up, Jason.
Thank you.
Okay, keep going back there. All right. Okay, somebody was playing a recording. Okay, I had to sit there and mute them. Okay.
All I can say is all of y'all need to be blessed. How are y'all doing this wonderful, wonderful Friday evening?
Hey, Tony, what's happening?
Hi, Tony.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Today's not yet, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
I lost a day somewhere.
Yeah, today is Saturday. Yeah.
Jason, how are you doing?
I'm all right, man. Good to hear from you now. Good to hear from you, too.
I see everybody's on the attack, as always.
No, it's okay, man. I'm entertained. Like, this is pretty much like an entertainment
Cry
album.
River.
I call into the show to get entertained, you know. I'm trying to learn to do better, so this is kind of like my training ground, you know what I'm saying?
It's like therapy.
It's kind of like my training ground, yeah. I call it train to get better with my anger. It's like my training ground. Master Kenny's been good, too.
Jason, look, your anger, let me say something to you. Be quiet just a minute. Let me say something to you that's going to help you, actually. You need to learn to control your temper. The urges that you have to stab someone in the neck, and you need to overcome them with prayer. That's what you need to do. You need to pray to the Lord that you can overcome these violent episodes that you have where you want to do things to other people, such as stab people in the neck. That is wrong. That is not normal behavior for anybody. So that's probably the worst thing you ever said to me on this entire show.
I agree with that. That's probably the worst thing you ever said in your entire life. I like that. That was real. I actually like that. You're right about that one. And I don't want to be like that, but it's people like you that pull me back into that, and I'm trying my best to fight against it, and it's very hard every day to do that.
Take responsibility for yourself. No one's making you do that. When I do it, I do it all the way. First of all, you say that I'm helping you, and then you attack me. Why do you do that? Why is it your nature to be violent and aggressive and attack people?
Stop being condescending. Come on, let me say something, Jason. Let me say something. Be quiet just 1 minute. Can you let me talk?
No, I really don't want to because I don't like you, bro. I don't like you at all.
You just said I helped
you.
Don't let him talk.
Well, we have to let him talk,
Tony. We have to let him talk.
Brother, you don't attack me so much on this show. But why the hell would I let you say anything and take any advice from you? You don't attack me so much on this show.
Jason, what you've been doing is running
your mouth in a foul way. That's what you've been doing.
Jason, you need to calm down.
Pastor, whoever the hell you is, I'm perfectly calm. I'm just telling you what
right
I'm
now.
I'm holding a mirror
calm
up in
down.
Your face and you don't like it.
Jason, calm down.
Okay.
Jason,
no, no, no.
Jason, calm down. I'm just holding the mirror up in your face, brother. Let me say something to you, Jason. Let me be very informative to you right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, look, Jason. I'm proud of what you have been doing. I am proud that you've overcome all your urges.
You don't know
me. You stabbed someone. Jason, why do you interrupt me? Why do you just
because you don't know me and you've always talked foul about me on this show. Because you don't know me and you've always talked foul
Jason,
about me on this
saying
show.
I'm proud
so you
of
go
you
to hell and
insult.
Everybody you know need to go to hell.
I
don't like you and I don't want to like you and I'm never going to like
community,
you.
Saying
Billy,
I'm proud of you is not an insult.
And
I'm
your cheerleaders can kiss my ass too, brother. All you, I don't care about
Jason,
I don't like you guys. Like, what do you want me to do?
Jason, be quiet. Jason, be quiet.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Pretend I like you?
Jason, be quiet.
I don't like you.
Jason,
brother, I don't like you, though. That's not cursing. That's me telling
you
to I don't
like
you.
You understand and listen to me.
No, I don't like you.
Jason,
I don't respect you, and I don't want to even hear your voice.
Shut up, Jason.
Jason.
Don't
do that. There's your cheerleaders. You see what I'm saying? All you guys are clowns to me, but I don't even want to hear you.
Jason, look.
You guys
look,
just,
look
it's
way,
a
Jason,
circus
Jason,
act.
Jason, look. Think about it. Jason, under, just put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Okay.
Oh,
they're trying to help you, Jace, and you interrupt them. Just can you be quiet for just 15
no, I
seconds?
No, I can't because
Jason.
I don't like you, but I just told
Jason,
you 100 times. You're
you,
not
you
getting
don't
it.
Have to like me.
Shut up,
brother.
Okay.
But you're not getting it though. But you're
Jason,
not getting it though. But I don't want to hear
Jason,
you. I don't want
to.
I don't like
it.
You. I don't want
to
hear
you.
I don't even want to think about you. Like I don't like you. Why are you talking to me? I don't understand. All
Jason,
you done did to me in the
well,
past on this show, you think
I'm
finna talk to you now? All the stuff you did to
Jason,
me on this show, bro, you a foul guy. That's what I will say.
Jason, we're not going to give up on you, okay?
I wish you would, though, because I don't like you guys. I don't
no,
want you guys
Jason,
to have anything
can't.
To do with me.
No. God wants us to help you, Jason.
No,
nah,
brother, don't you
do.
Bring God into this, because you damn sure ain't on his side, bro. I know that for a fact. The
Jason,
way you talk about me,
will you
nah,
calm
man,
down.
Yeah, uh-uh.
Jason, calm down. Relax.
Jason,
I'm
fine. I'm fine. I'm
just
telling you the truth, and you don't like it. So now you're saying I'm angry,
okay,
but
well,
I'm perfectly
well,
calm
down.
Right
Let
now.
Let me say something. You insist on
I don't
want to
hear your voice. How
something.
Is that so hard to grasp the concept?
I'm
I don't want to hear
I'm
your
trying
voice.
To say I'm proud of you.
I don't care if you're proud of me, brother. You mean nothing to me, though. Why would I even care if you're? I don't want to hear that from you. Like, who are you? All the stuff you're going to talk about me on this show, bro. I don't even want to hear
I,
what you.
I
don't
wanted,
care about that.
I wanted to say a prayer for you. Look,
well, you
Jason,
pray for me on
I,
your own time, brother, but I don't want to hear it because I don't
Jason,
like you.
Jason, I've been scrolling and I came across a prayer for special need children, and it reminded me a lot about you.
Well, you
and
say
I
that to yourself
to,
then
to
because you're
you.
Definitely a clown. You say that to yourself when you go to sleep at night, so you can feel better about yourself. Because brother, I don't like you. I don't need you
it's
to
a prayer
with me
for
at all.
Special need children, and
well,
I,
I'm not
I
special
needs,
but okay, that's very disrespectful. But all right. I mean, brother, one thing you're going to learn about me, though, brother, is you can't just come get me. You're going to learn about that, and you're learning it right now, actually, and you can't handle
well,
it. It's all right, though, brother, you're going to learn about me,
look,
because I'm not one of those pushover rugs
Jason,
you walk on.
Jason,
you gotta
I am
relax.
Very proud of you. Let me start by saying
brother,
that.
I don't want
you
to be proud of me.
You.
I want No. I don't
okay,
want that
Jason,
for you.
Do you
I want
you
to leave
to
me
say,
alone.
Jason,
can you
I
do
am
that?
Not proud of you.
No, I know. I want you to leave me alone. Can you do that?
Jason, I'm very proud of you. I because
well, the
you
Lord
have,
just told me that he wants me to tell you to leave me alone. Can you do that in the Lord's name?
Okay.
The Lord
well,
didn't
okay.
tell you anything.
All right.
Yeah.
No, he just told me that I want this guy to leave me alone. Can you do that? You're a pastor, right? You got to believe in the Lord. Can the Lord just told me to tell you to leave me alone. Can you do that?
Jason, okay. Well, let me say something else. It has nothing to do with you. Let me say something else. Dr. Fishman,
yes, sir.
I want to say that you bring a good – You're doing a good service, and I'm honored to be a caller and a guest on your on God's Rainbow Ministries. It's a pleasure for me to be able to put in my two cents and just say, I mean, you're a blessing to society, Dr. Fishman, and the fact that you help people of all shapes and sizes and all walks of life, it's wonderful. Okay, now. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm proud of that we have been, that between your good deeds and my words of wisdom, we've been able to help Jason find his job. And
yeah,
as
you just said my name, though, buddy. Now you a lie. You just said you were going to say no. Look at listen to you. You lying to yourself, buddy. You got to stop doing that. Talk about
I'm sorry,
but I don't want you to
I'm
say
sorry.
My name
it's
out
just,
loud.
That's what I, that's the prayer I had written down. And I was reading.
You wrote a prayer down. Who does that? Brother, prayer is supposed to be natural. You talking about you wrote it down. You a foul guy,
man. I told
you,
I came across a prayer that reminded me about you, that it was for special needs
children. No. What you told me
is
you came across the prayer for Down syndrome kids, and that was very disrespectful to Down syndrome people and me in person. Like, that's a very foul thing to say. But, brother, like, who the hell, who raised you, brother? Like, I would love to know that. Like, your parents, I would love to see them face to face. So that I could tell them that they made a piece of shit of a son. Like, who says that? I've came across a pair for Down syndrome kids, and I'm going to say it to you. It reminded me of you, Jason. Dude, brother, do I sound like I'm down? I might sound like I'm Down syndrome to you, brother, because you're a clown, but that's okay, though. If I sound like Down syndrome to a clown, I feel okay. I can sleep at night. I can sleep at night knowing that I sound like that to a clown because a clown don't know no better. I can sleep at night for that, knowing you feel that way. It's all right.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left of the show. Okay, let me
tell you,
tomorrow we're going to have God's Rainbow Ministry presents Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, you're going to have a great sermon prepared. Okay, I hope to see everybody there at 5 o'clock. I want to say thank you to all the callers. J.G. Hunter. Okay, Ashley, everybody, okay, thanks, okay, we got another caller from 321 that just came on, okay, let me bring him on to where the show is.
Okay, bring him on.
321, you're on the air.
Jason needs to shut up. This is Eugene.
And you need to go to hell.
Yeah, this is Eugene, and Jason, you need to shut up.
And you need to go to hell, bro. Who are you?
Yeah, someone.
You too, Ashley. Everybody on this phone that say my name in a foul way can go to hell. All you guys.
Look,
all of y'all.
Jason, I'm trying to help.
All of y'all.
I'm proud of you.
The guy with the stuffy nose acting like he a pastor. The guy that just called in
and
asked
me.
All y'all can kiss my ass and go to hell. Every one of you guys. Every one of you guys can go to hell and kiss my ass.
That prayer for special needs children that reminded me about
all y'all,
you.
Don't
take it negative. Don't take
it negative. All y'all can kiss my ass, though, but I got two cheeks. Kiss both of them. I mean, when I die, bury me upside down so I can do it again.
We will not give up on you.
Brother, you should have gave up on me the first time you ever said my name out your mouth.
You can count on us, Jason.
And Ashley ain't nothing but a bandwagon rider. She got to relax, too. Who the hell she supposed to be? Little weird-ass girl in the room talking about she the Satan. She better stop it. Talking about grown people right now. You talking to
Jason,
a man right now, baby. I don't believe in
person.
All that.
What's going to happen if I don't?
What's going to happen if you don't? You're just going to keep talking to nobody because I don't like you either. You're going to keep looking like a dumbass in front of the world and everybody. And God knows you're going to look like that. Yes, because you're an idiot. It's okay, though. I respect you as a human, but you're an idiot. And somebody should tell you that so you can get right.
Okay. Well, listen. Guys. We got to say goodnight.
Yeah, go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you made yourself look stupid for the whole world.
Good night, Dr. Fishman. There you go.
Okay, so.
All right, Kenny. I'll let you, man.
May the Lord
thanks,
bless
thanks
you.
Thanks for my call, Kenny.
God bless you.
Have
a great night.
God bless Jason and Ashley and Dr. Fishman and
you go to hell.
And everyone
and
that
you
called
go to
today.
And you go to hell.
And well, that's a bad word. We do not.
I don't care
nothing
about
that.
You go to hell.
What do you mean you don't care? That's the respect
you
have.
You go
for
to
Dr.
hell,
Fishman
and that's what
and
I said. But I don't care about that.
Don't
you go
tell
to
us to go to
okay.
hell.
Okay, you got to
go hang up on.
Okay. Well, listen, guys. Y'all, please call in tomorrow.
Bye, Kenny.
Bless you.
Love you.
Bye, Kenny.